Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. That was done by the Commodores.
Jesus is love. Hallelujah. We just wanted to dedicate that to Evangelist Sharon in a time of bereavement. And I am Lewis Beasley, brother and sister. Welcome to the Word at Noon. So happy to have each and every one of you all. This is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. If you have a scripture you want to be thankful for, let us know. Press 1. We'll bring you in. Anyone like to be thankful for whatever, especially when it comes to the Word of God, the Bible says in everything. I like over there in 1 Thessalonians 5, and it says for us to rejoice. Think about that 16th verse. It says that we are to rejoice evermore. See, when you look back and you see where God had brought you from, you want to rejoice evermore. And then you want to continue to pray without ceasing. In other words, you want to continually pray. And what you pray is to give him thanks, because he said in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. And then he tells you, don't quench the spirit. See? Let it out. Praise him. No reason the 150th Psalm said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. 34 teaches us that we are to continue to praise him. I will praise him. That's what's going to come out of my mouth is his praises. So I praise God today. And if anyone like to, like I said, when we get into the lesson, get into the program broadcast here, you want to thank God for anything, be sure to do that. Right now, we're going to, and if not, it's okay because we'll get right back into the lesson. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll give us a word of prayer. Pastor Bill.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Jesus is love. Yes, he is. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 27 and 28. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I just have to go ahead and read verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for another day, thanking you for another thankful Thursday, Father God. We're thanking you for our listeners and those that participate, thanking you for those who are listening by internet, Father God. And we just ask that you will continue to have your way in our lives, Father God, as we open up to your word and allow your spirit to be within us and allow your spirit to teach us and open up our hearts, Father God, to the word, Father. Father God, we bring in Evangelist Sharon to you, Father God, ask that you will comfort her heart and give her strength to endure those things that are set before her, Father God. We're praying that you would give her that inner peace that only you can give, Father God. And not only her, Father God, we ask that you will be with Evangelist Renee, continue to heal her in her body and allow her to continue to proclaim that word of God as she does so faithfully, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with Evangelist Roper, Father God. We ask that you will touch her in her body, Father God, because we know you're a healer, Father God, and we're just trusting in you, Father God, to let your will be done. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one on this broadcast, Father God. Father God, no matter what they're going through, we binding that up, Father God, that they will continue to allow God's word to illuminate in their hearts and in their mind, that they will draw even closer to you, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for this day, Father God. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that have been affected by the hurricane, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know you're in control. And we're just praying for our brothers and our sisters that they will be safe and that they will, through this that hurricane, they will even draw closer to you, Father God, and live a life pleasing unto you. So we give you praise for all things, Father God. Bless all those that are going through bereavement and those that are going through. We know you'll make a way out of no way. And Father God, be with our pastor, Father God, as he continues teaching that word, teaching the word of God, that we can understand it, Father God. And we ask that you will be with him, guide and direct him, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to lead him in the path you would want him to go, Father God. We thank you for all things, Father God. And we just plead in the blood of Jesus on all the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and we just plead in your blood, Father God, and binding up anything that the enemy tries to throw our way to hinder us from drawing closer to you. We thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name we do. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Thankful Thursday. Anyone thankful for anything you'd like to share with this group today, or just press one and we'll let you in. We dedicated that song by the Commodores to Evangelist Sharon in her hour of bereavement. But anyone like to have anything they want to be thankful for? Any revelation knowledge that you've been sharing, you've been reading, or you've been sharing with other people, and you like to share with us? Like we said, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God. So when you give in thanks, it's the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We have anyone like to just press one, and we'll definitely get you in, and you can give thanks to the Lord for whatever. This is your time to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone like to share? We're going to open it up.
Praise God. Well, I like to share the scripture we had read on yesterday, 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. And it says, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And as you had brought that up, I think we had read maybe down to another verse in this chapter. As I was reading it, I'm just so thankful that...
What was where you at again, Pastor?
Oh, 2 Corinthians 3, and I read verse 6. So I'm in the third chapter of 2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
So it... And so from the Message Bible was talking about the letter. Let's see, can I find it in the Message Bible here? And I'm going to read it. It says, only God can write such a letter. His letter authorized us to help carry out this new plan of action. So right there is letting us know it's a new plan. And it goes on to say, then... the plan wasn't written out with ink on paper, with pages and pages of legal footnotes. Killing your spirit is written with spirit on spirit, his life on our lives. And so that just stood out to me to let me know that that old way, you know, that Moses had brought, it's, you know, it's done away with, because now it's a new way. The Message Bible has lifting the veil. It also tells us here in 2 Corinthians about that veil, how the veil covered his face. Because, you know, when God had spoke with him, he had this glow, the glory of God on him, and it was too bright for the people to receive that. And but then, as Pastor has been teaching, all that was a shadow of things to come. So now we're in this new covenant, this new plan that God has for believers. And so I was just so thankful when that revelation that Pastor brought it out, and then after I meditate on it and read it over, and, you know, a lot of times you got to read things more than one time and ask the Holy Spirit to bring it on out. And so it made it a lot plainer. And that 14th verse says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. The veil is done away in Christ. So Christ done away with that old way. And so, you know, we just have to ask the Holy Spirit. If you're not getting it, you just have to ask the Holy Spirit to give you that revelation knowledge, that it'll be plain to you as it is to us. So that's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Amen. I thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Because the letter kill it, but it's the Spirit that giveth life. Why is that? I'm glad you asked. The first man, Adam, he was a living soul, his mind. But the second man, Adam, which is Christ, he gives life to our spirit. That's what he does. See, so it has to become a reality. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't play with this. Stop it, I say. Don't assume anything. Don't assume. Yeah. Know that you're in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, and you don't get in Christ by joining no church. That's how you get into Christ. You don't get into Christ because you are a do-gooder. That doesn't put you in Christ. That's not scripture. He says, if any man. See, there's a possibility you may not be in Christ because your grandmama, your mama, your daddy, your uncle, that don't mean you're in Christ. And because you sung the song, I stretch my hand to thee, that don't mean you're in Christ, brothers and sisters. You want to be in Christ. Then you become a new creature. That has to be more than word. It has to be a fact that you're living in the new Adam and not the old. Remember over there now, what was that? 1 Corinthians 15, I think, verses the 45th verse. Read that, Pastor.
Yeah.
Read 45, 46. Read that. See, you got to become spiritual. So when you get in Christ, you become spiritual because the word Christ means spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know how to do that, just simply ask. And that will tell you how to get into the Spirit of God. That's easy. But until you get into Christ, and I'm not talking about a building to have Christ, the Church of Christ on it either. That's not how you get into Christ. You want to be in Christ. That's where eternity is. And you know one thing while she's finding that, one of the things when you're in Christ, listen, I don't know who this is for, you'll never die again. You will never die. This is the word of God, man. You're passed from life unto eternity. So don't listen to all that garbage out there telling you, oh, you got to die and you got to. No, you don't. Forget those. When you leave here, if you're in Christ, you pass from life unto eternity. Because you're already in Christ because he's seated at the right-hand side of the Father. That puts you in the glory of God already.
Hallelujah.
Keeping you locked into that is what we have to do, and that's what we're teaching. We're teaching people, because that's what the scripture she read a while ago, if you heard her, that's the ministration we are in. That's what we do. God have given us that ability to teach people to be in the glory of God, teach people how to get their eternal life. You're going to leave up out of here, and COVID and coronavirus don't have to take you up out of here, but you're going to leave out of mine. In here. So you got to ask yourself the question, where will I spend eternity? Oh, well, I got time. Who said you have time? You living in time. Why not live in eternity? Big difference.
Yeah. Amen.
And one
Amen.
Of my mottos, I stay ready, keep from getting ready. You don't have to get ready. Stay ready. Get ready, stay ready. That's what you have to do. So when he called you, praise God, that legend, I think his name, he just died a couple of days ago. Lee, what was his name, Pastor? Anyway, he died a couple of days ago. Well, now, you can't sing your way to heaven, people. You got to be in Christ. That's what I want to tell you. They named Lee Williams. He died. He was part of the spiritual QC. But anyway, let me say, you can't sing your way into here. Man, if you don't know that you have to be in Christ, you need to know that right now. Get to know that right now. Get to know that right now. Okay, Pastor, read that scripture for me before I lose my thought here.
All right, Pastor. I'm going to start with the 44th verse. So it has 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised up a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not the first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen. I had read down the verse 47.
That's fine. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it. Look at the contrast between the two, brothers and sisters. You're going to either live in the Adam, which is, that's the mind, the soul, the realm you live in now, or you're going to live in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and that's in Christ, which is the second man, Adam. You got to live in one or the other, because the first man, Adam, or the second man, Adam. You're going to either be in one or the other. There is no in-between. There's no 60-40, 50-50, 80-20. No, you're going to either be in one or you're going to be in the other. You're going to either be in Christ or you're going to be in the system, the world system, which is created after Adam, because God had gave Adam the world, so he gave it over to Satan. Then Satan became the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:3. So you're going to either be in one or the other. Now, The second Adam, and if you look at it, the first Adam, he was a living soul. The second Adam was a quickening spirit. He gives life to your spirit. See, in the natural, you die, but then you get life through believing in Christ. The natural is earthly. Spiritual is heavenly. Why you think the Bible says in Colossians 3, seek those things above where Christ sits?
Mm-hmm.
Why you think he said affection? Put your affection on things above where Christ. Why you think he tells you to do that? Think about it. Why you think he's telling us to do that? He's telling us to do that because the first man is a He was only a man. Second man was both man and God. I get to thinking about that, how Christ was man and God. He wasn't just man. He was man and God. I told you the other day, he was so much man until he went to sleep at the bottom of the ship. But he was so much God until he stood up at the top of the deck and ordered the wind and rebuked the wind and ordered the sea to be still. He was so much man. Boy, if you could get this revelation, boy, you'd be, I'm thankful for that. He walked to the grave of Lazarus as any other man would do. But then he became God and spoke to the grave and said, loose him and let him go. He was so much man till he cried and he wept. But then he was so much God until he ordered the resurrection. Listen, brother, God wants you to be spiritual because that's what you are. Each one of us, that's what we are. We're spiritual.
Yes.
Please don't be fooled. You're spiritual. You're living in an earthly body, but the real person is on the inside, and you can't see him in the mirror. You can't see her in the mirror. That's not how you deal with her or him. They're inside.
Yeah.
So stop trying to see this stuff through the optical nerve. Now, the way it works, you got to have faith in the Word of God so you can see what God is calling you for in these last days. It was something else I was going to share with that scripture when I think about it. The earthly body will be like the earthly. The resurrected body, the Bible says, will be like a heavenly body. So you get ready now to enjoy that heavenly body that had been prepared for you before the foundation of the world. But so that's why this is such a clear path. The path is so clear, all you have to do is get in Christ, and you're going to find it. That's where the light is at. Outside of being in Christ, you in darkness.
Yeah.
It's about the revelation, brothers and sisters. It's the mystery. You, this ain't something you're going to figure out. Matter of fact, once you get into Christ, I mean really into Christ or into that spiritual walk, then you understand that God calls us his little children.
Yes, amen.
Because we're spiritual like he's spiritual. I know a lot of people, they throw that around, well, I'm God's child. But what makes you his child? See, they thinking because they joined the church or somebody told them they're going to heaven, I don't know. They get this. But listen, brothers and sisters, you need to know that you know that you know. And the only way you can do that is to be in the Word. And the Word of God will confirm that. He will confirm that with your spirit, with your conscience. See, you're going to either live in the new or you're going to live in the old. The old way, they went to the temple. The new way, they are the temple. Big difference. The old way, they took blood and they give it to the priest. And the priest give it to the high priest. That's the old way. That's why a lot of folks, they go to church, they don't even know. You need to get some blood from an ox or an animal, the ashes of a heifer, and take it up there, but they don't do that. But the new way is this. We are in Christ. We use his blood. It's by his blood. He uses it because he's the mediator. See, that's the advantage of being in the New Testament. Christ become your wisdom. We are priests. Listen, brothers and sisters. You, we all are priests. We don't need another priest. Christ become our high priest. It's nothing between you and Christ. And don't listen to all that. That's why you have to study for yourself. Do your own research. Well, I got to have a pastor. Who told you that? Where that lie came from? A pastor is not a position. I keep telling y'all that. That's a gift from Christ.
Yeah.
That's in Ephesians 4. A Christ kind of pastor. Now, that used to be the old kind of pastor. See, the old kind of pastors were like a shepherd. They would lead the sheep. But it's the new pastors that's in the New Testament, part of the new creation. They're different.
Yeah.
That's a gift from Christ. Christ gave that gift of pastoring so that we can build one another up, so we can edify one another for the body of Christ. You're just using the gift as a tool. So when you look at a pastor, don't look at him as somebody over your soul. Don't look at him as somebody who has to guide you. That's That's garbage. Yeah, mm-hmm. read for yourself. A pastor now in Christ that's using Christ tools.
Yeah.
You got to understand that, brother. So you just got to get with that. I mean, I'm not saying you don't understand, but that's what you got to get with. You got to get with the fact that these pastors, prophets, evangelists, teachers, all these are gifts. They are not a person. They are a gift. These are tools that Christ gave to his body to be used to build it up, to edify, to make it stronger. And that's us. But we're part of his body. And that's for real, for real.
Amen, amen.
I got so much to be thankful for. But listen, brothers and sisters, we, anybody else, hey, we got time. You know, we ain't working, so. If you want to, we'll stay right on here. But I want you to know that we've been talking about the right path, and that's the right path is being in Christ. And when you're in that word, you're in Christ. I can give you so many supporting scriptures to back that up, because in the beginning was the word. And remember on about the 12th verse, and the word became flesh. That was Christ. Christ became the living word. That's what he is. That's what it's the word, people. So when you're in that word enough, it ain't going to happen overnight. So if you're not in Christ today, that don't mean, boy, you go and get in that word and you finish. It's not going to work like that. It will not work like that. I'll tell you this right now. But if you're getting that word and you'll stay there, matter of fact, I didn't even give you a little formula. If you stay in that word for 40 days, and you don't have to stay in that 40. But if you'll stay there, and I can tell you a lot of stuff about 40, but if you'll stay in that word for 40 straight days, I promise you on that 41st day, you'll be trying to give me your checkbook. I don't want it. I'm just trying to tell you, man, that's how you get in Christ. You get in that word, and you get focused, and you stay in there, and you're going to be in Christ. Because the Bible says the words, I say, they are spirit, and they are life. And so you're in his spirit. That'll come alive.
Yeah.
No reason. Amen. This is what you got to live by. It's his word. But you'll never do it when your mind is in 51,000 places and you're trying to, I hate to say it like this, but you're trying to get in some other way. You're trying, well, I can read the Bible. See, reading the Bible don't get you in the word of God, people. You have to study, meditate. Joshua 1 and 8, you have to meditate day and night, and night and day. That's just two times, in the day and in the night. That's how you get informed. That's free. This don't cost you. And when you get in there, look what you're getting. You're getting his righteousness. You're getting his mercy. You're getting the Father himself. Hallelujah. Because if he at the right-hand side of the Father, that makes you at the right-hand side of the Father.
Yeah.
And you will know. John 17:23 will become a reality. That the world may know that thou hast sent me, and I have loved them, so thou hast loved me. The world going to see it. They're going to know it's something different about your teaching, your preaching. You ain't doing it for money. I like to think you ain't doing it for filthy lucre. That ain't why you're doing it. You ain't doing it for that. I like to say stinking filthy lucre. You ain't doing it for it. You're doing it because it's the love of God in your heart, and you don't see nobody go to hell. You're interested in people having that eternal life. Satan has stolen enough already.
I say that. Amen. Amen.
Okay, you have anyone else? Anyone else?
Yes, I like to read that out of.
Well, if not, we'll see you all on Friday, which is tomorrow. Let's continue to keep the bereaved families and those people in Idaho in that hurricane, which now is a tropical storm. Let's make sure that we continue to pray for everybody that's in that path. I appreciate it so much. That storm. Meanwhile.